thank you for helping me figure out and working through the couple of little mistakes I made with this new technology I'm using to record these. I really appreciate it.
Hey, what's your podcast about? Mistakes. We all, if you don't think you make mistakes, then oh gosh, bless your heart.
And in the South, I know what that means. So we'll just leave. Exactly. We will leave it at that.
That's the end of episode 40 with guest Krista Hughes. Hi, it's Mark Rabin. Welcome to a bonus episode celebrating 250 episodes of the My Favorite Mistake podcast. So I'm going to do something a little different today. I'm going to share some reflections and some stories and a few clips. I'm going to take a few weeks off before coming back with more episodes and getting back into the rhythm of things. If you're new to the podcast, there's 250 great episodes. I encourage you to go check out that back catalog. But I want to talk a little bit about how and why My Favorite Mistake started. I was the summer of 2020, pandemic times, not traveling for work, at home a lot. And I had been podcasting since 2006 with a different series called Lean Blog Interviews. It's about lean management. We touch on that in some of the episodes here on My Favorite Mistake. And if you've been doing a podcast long enough, you start getting emails from PR firms, people pitching different guests. And I was pitched Kevin Harrington, one of the sharks from season one of Shark Tank. A PR firm had reached out. And I thought, wow, I didn't know how to connect his story to the Lean podcast. And I thought, well, you know, I've got time on my hands. I'm doing some other podcasting work. Let me try to find a way to get Kevin Harrington onto Zoom and to meet him and to talk to him. So I kind of bounced a few ideas back and forth, a very general business podcast. I've been really interested in the idea of learning from mistakes for a really long time. And so I thought, well, how about a podcast where we talk about mistakes and learning from them? And I thought of the Sheryl Crow song, My Favorite Mistake. And then the PR firm thought it sounded great. Kevin Harrington thought it sounded great. And he and his co-author, Mark Tim, were both guests on episode one. So here's a little listen into how it started. Well, hi, welcome to My Favorite Mistake, Your Favorite Mistake. Kevin, what?
Well, I'm going to go back. It was 30 years ago. I made a big mistake. Okay. I made plenty since then too, but I'll go back to one of the first big ones that I made.
So if you'd like to listen to Kevin's full story, scroll down to episode one or go to markrabin.com/mistake1. Kevin, like a lot of guests, admits I make mistakes all the time. I make mistakes all the time, not just as a podcast host and producer. I make mistakes all the time. I try to learn from them. I try not to be too hard on myself. That's a journey. I'm still working on that. Now, as I think back, you know, I do think the podcast title, My Favorite Mistake, was a mistake, like maybe too clever by half, you know, an homage to the Sheryl Crow song. It has a ring to it. But if you go and search Spotify or Apple Podcasts, Apple Podcasts is different. That's a little mistake. But if you're searching for My Favorite Mistake, the Sheryl Crow song dominates the search results, as it should. If you search My Favorite Mistake podcast, or if you're searching in a podcast only directory like Apple, you'll find my podcast. But, you know, maybe I should have called it Our Favorite Mistakes. Would have been a little bit better from an SEO standpoint, a search engine optimization standpoint. But, you know, I try to learn from my mistakes. I'm going to tell some other stories. Sometimes a mistake is just a blooper. And I'm going to share a clip, an episode with an old friend of mine going back to high school, Mark Tyke. He was on the podcast very late 2020. Sadly, this is also ending up to be the in memoriam section of this podcast because Mark sadly passed away in the middle of 2021. Learned pretty shortly after recording the podcast that he had cancer, and he passed away way too young. But I'm glad to have that episode. And better yet, here's a little blooper clip of me attempting to start that episode.
All right. Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to My Favorite Mistake. I'm Mark Graven. I'm really excited today. I'm joined by another Mike.
So hearing Mark's laugh, his cackle or guffaw there, boy, that warms my heart. We miss you, Mark. Now, I've learned over time to accept my mistakes. Maybe this is laziness. I generally don't edit them out unless, like at the very beginning of a podcast episode, if I flub something up, I'll go back and do a take two. But, you know, life's too short to spend too much time editing out every little flaw or mistake or thing. So I'm going to do that today. If I make a little mistake, I'm going to just leave it in here. I do try to learn from other mistakes, which I will come back to and talk about there in a second. But thinking back to, again, some of the themes over 250 episodes, yeah, I was really happily surprised. I had reached out thinking about episode two, Congressman Will Hurd, a U.S. representative from Texas. I had met Will. He was good friends with a neighbor and a friend of mine from back when I lived in San Antonio. I reached out to his press office and I thought, well, the answer is probably going to be no. But quoting Michael Scott, quoting Wayne Gretzky, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And his press communications team said yes. You know, he was already on his way out of office. He'd announced he wasn't running for re-election in 2020. So he's on the podcast. My first of two members of Congress who were on the show. Here's a short clip from Will Hurd.
Thrilled and honored to be joined today by Congressman Will Hurd. He's a Republican currently representing Texas's 23rd congressional district.
It's a pleasure to be on this podcast, and it may be short because I've never made a mistake in my life. I'm just playing. This is a great concept, and I appreciate the opportunity to come on.
Thinking back, what would you consider to be your favorite mistake, if you will?
I don't know if it was favorite, because if I, you know, I learned from it, but if I would have known in advance, I wouldn't have done it, right? And it involves my first run for Congress in 2009. It was.
So you can find Will Hurd's episode at markgraben.com/mistake2. Will was briefly a presidential candidate for the Republican primary. I don't know if he would say that was a mistake. He didn't last very long. And, well, maybe I can get a follow-up episode with him someday. But then people ask, well, how do you find guests? Sometimes it's PR firms reaching out to me. Sometimes it's reaching out to people I know or have a connection to through my network. One of the guests that came to me through a PR outreach to me was late 2023, the second sitting member of Congress, Adam Smith, U.S. Representative, a Democrat from Washington State. And here is a short clip from Representative Smith. My guest today, I'm really honored to be joined by Congressman Adam Smith. He represents the 9th District of the state of Washington. Here's a clip from a part of the interview where Representative Smith was talking about his own mental health and things that he has worked on over time. And he shared some reflections about mistakes, dealing with them, accepting them, and getting better at that.
My orientation is to see mistakes and work feverishly to correct them. But I was a little obsessive about that. And I was a little obsessive about, you know, not wanting to make those mistakes. And if I made them, to try and correct them. And what the mental health professional really taught me was that there's a way to do that that is healthy and helpful.
So if you'd like to listen to the entire episode with Representative Adam Smith, go to markgraben.com/mistake215. So I was happy that Representative Smith agreed to do a short pre-call, as we call it. We connected by phone. I've learned through this process, it's a mistake to skip the pre-call. I mean, I think with rare exceptions, if the congressman had said, no, I don't have time for that, or his office had said, I would have connected with him and done the episode, just, you know, sharing some prep with his team via email. But I learned along the way, if I made the pre-call optional to even connect for 5 or 10 minutes with the guest, that could lead to problems, especially, and I'm not picking on PR firms, but when I had a direct connection to the guest, usually they would understand the theme of the show. They would be prepared to think about me asking them, what's your favorite mistake? But with, you know, the PR firm go-between, I had a couple of guests show up early on and I could tell they were not prepared to answer that question. It wasn't fair to them. It wasn't fair to me. It wasn't fair to the listener. They were blindsided by the question. And I've learned, and as you hear guests say, they needed to think about that question. They needed to reflect. They needed to decide what's their favorite mistake. In fact, I wish I had a count of the number of times different guests would say, quite literally, when I asked them, what's your favorite mistake? They'd say, oh, I really had to think about this. I've made so many. So I've learned process-wise, always do the pre-call with rare exception. Always check the pronunciation of names. I don't want to get that wrong in an introduction. And then, you know, it's just another part of the process here, whether it's a mistake on my part or not. Not knowing the story in advance is part of my approach. I want it to be an authentic conversation, for better or for worse. I want to react authentically to the story. Now, sometimes that trips me up. I get a little blindsided. I don't know exactly how to react. I hope as a listener that authenticity, if not awkwardness, is okay. But I'm going to share one other clip from the episode with Representative Smith where I wasn't quite following the story. I made a mistake and he corrected me on it. Here's that clip.
So you didn't make it through the primary. Is that correct?
Oh, no, I won.
Oh, you won the primary.
Okay.
Well, that must have surprised me.
There never was a primary, you know, because, and this is why it's my favorite mistake, that the plan absolutely blew up in my face. And the reason for it was I didn't know what I was getting into. Mm-hmm. Literally didn't know what I was getting into. But the thing I like about that is I think in life, that's frequently the case. And what I really learned, I believe passionately in thinking about things.
Yeah.
But I also have come to learn about the paralysis by analysis problem. Mm-hmm. You're never going to know for 100% certain if it's something meaningful. Okay. If it's something you really want to accomplish in life, if you're waiting around for that moment that someone says, you're guaranteed it's going to happen, it ain't going to come.
Right.
All right.
Well, you know, I decided not to edit that out in the name of making myself look better or sound better. I think it just goes to show, again, as I demonstrate all the time, I make mistakes. We're all human. I make mistakes. I try to remind myself I've got a set of mantras on a coffee mug that I made. It's got the podcast logo on one side, and the side I tend to hold has these words on it. Be kind to yourself. Nobody is perfect. We all make mistakes. The important thing is continuing to learn from our mistakes. And I look at that mug. I remind myself to be kind and to be constructive. When I make a mistake, if it's a slip up, laugh it off. Life goes on. If it's a process mistake, I can try to figure out how to correct that and not repeat that mistake going forward. So on the podcast, you know, 250 episodes, we can categorize the different guests, you know, in different ways. We've had a lot of founders of companies, CEOs, doctors and other healthcare professionals, retired pro athletes, entertainers. I mean, it's a really interesting mix of people. Starting this podcast, one thing that was very important to me was diversity and having guests that reflect a diverse listening audience. So if 250 episodes, 50% of those guests have been women. That was my goal, and I've been able to hold to that 18% people of color as guests. That's a little bit lower than my aim, but I'm going to keep working on that and look for more international guests and more guests from different communities. So I'm looking forward to more of those conversations and, again, more podcasts to come. Part of that diversity is in age. My youngest guest, I'm going to play a clip here, was Sophie Rue. She is a college student, but she's accomplished so much that she's, of course, made mistakes and learned from them. So here's a short clip with Sophie.
You know, months of work, my biggest hopes and dreams for this, like everyone's collaborative efforts, $80,000 worth of technology was kind of just dangling in midair and it was kind of wobbling back and forth like this. And in that moment, the crane chain snapped and the lab came smashing down, luckily onto the bed of the other truck, but it smashed out. The bed and the cab of the truck went up and we all were just standing there in what was now a dark night on a busy highway, thinking that maybe we had lost everything. So I guess that was my biggest mistake. But it was also my favorite mistake. I think that's what this podcast is about.
Right.
Because I hadn't accounted for something important. I think it takes a lot of courage to speak up when you think something is going wrong. And I often try to do that in my daily life.
If you'd like to hear the entire conversation with Sophie Rue, you can find that in episode 236, markgraven.com/mistake236. I believe the oldest guest that I've had on My Favorite Mistake is Tom Peters, the legendary author, thinker, management consultant, right about 80 years old. He's now 81. My mistake for not going and doing that math exactly. Very lively and spirited discussion with Tom Peters. I've gotten to interview him a couple of times on my Lean podcast. It's always a joy. Here's a short clip with Tom.
I'm going to have problems with your basic thesis because I've made so many mistakes that ranking them all is going to... Yeah, I presume we've got a minimum of an hour and a half, right?
We can make this a series, maybe.
Yeah, make it a series, absolutely.
So there's a fun variation on the opening gambit of, hey, I really had to think about this. I've made too many mistakes. It was hard to choose just one. But I'm glad guests have done that. It's really been a lot of fun, you know, starting with Kevin Harrington, Representative Will Hurd. You know, I didn't know how many people would be willing to come on a podcast and tell a story about a mistake. And these have been really good stories where, you know, people are they're not doing the job interview question thing where, you know, they're asked, what would you say your biggest weakness? And somebody refuses to admit a weakness. It's some sort of strength, like, I work too hard and I'm too accomplished. Really, you know, nobody danced around that question of what's your favorite mistake of telling something that was only a success story. They're telling a story about something, maybe not their biggest mistake. And you know, that's not the question I'm asking them. You know, sometimes their favorite mistake is their biggest mistake, but enough time has passed where they can think about it, they can talk about it, they can reflect, they can share how they grew, what they learned, how they avoided repeating the mistake. That's the arc. And, you know, I think the positive nature of framing it in terms of a favorite mistake, the redemption that comes in the aftermath of a mistake. We can choose to learn, we can choose to make something positive out of what we are living through. So many great episodes. You know, I'm often a guest on podcasts, and it's natural people will ask me about a favorite mistake. I've got a lot of them. A few go-to stories. You can hear those on other podcasts and in my book that I haven't mentioned the book yet. Maybe that's a mistake. The book that was an offshoot of the podcast, The Mistakes That Make Us, Cultivating a Culture of Learning and Innovation. Some of my stories are in that book. But if it's hard to choose a favorite mistake, it's impossible to choose a favorite episode. I do dance around that question, I guess, if people ask me. And a lot of times I'll go back to Kevin Harrington because he was the first. He set a great example in that first episode, as did Mark Tim, mentioning the congressman. I think that's just very cool to be able to talk one-on-one with a member of Congress that way. So again, I hope you'll check out those different episodes. And I hope you'll keep listening and be excited about what's to come. So the final thing I'm going to do here is share some clips and updates. I reached out to previous guests to share their reflections. Some of them have a new book that's come out since they were a guest on the show. And I'm going to play some of those clips that they submitted here. Here's a clip from episode 175 with Janet Pollock. She is a retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel. And you can find her episode at markgraven.com/mistake175.
Hi, Mark, and congratulations on 250 episodes. It is amazing. What a milestone. Thank you for the great work you've done over the years to help uncover mistakes that people have made and how they've lived through them. And as I look back at the mistake that I shared, it really was a learning experience for me. It was something I never felt very comfortable with sharing with other people because it was kind of an embarrassing situation. And yet I found that it was very revealing. I discovered by sharing with you in your easygoing and conversational manner that I was able to come to realization that I learned a lot from that mistake and that I move forward and I'm in a lot better place. So thank you again for the work that you're doing. Thank you for the opportunity to be a guest. I've enjoyed your book immensely and I wish you continued success. Take care.
Next is a clip from David Meyer, the founder and distiller at Glens Creek Distilling, formerly of Toyota, formerly a consultant in the types of lean management work that I've been doing. Here's David.
Hey, Mark. David here from episode number 94, August 15th, 2021. Man, who can believe that long ago? Anyway, congratulations on episode 250, man. That's awesome. In my episode, we talked about, what do we learn from the mistake? $8 million cost. So we reflected on that for sure. And, we deal with mistakes here every day. We're making mistakes and we work to error-proof or mistake-proof those things. But we're still human. Such a great idea of yours to make a whole thing about how we make mistakes, because it's one thing we all have in common, isn't it? Common saying at Toyota, whenever a mistake occurs, is the only failure is the failure to learn. So what did we learn today? And I am looking forward to the next time, episode 500, when I have to share a video on what's going on. So David, the distiller, signing off here.
Next is a clip and an update from episode 216's guest, my book coach of my last two book projects, Kathy Fiok.
Hey there, Mark. It's Kathy Fiok here, the business book strategist. And I just wanted to congratulate you on 250 episodes. Wow, what an impressive milestone. I also wanted to congratulate you on your book. I know it's not brand new anymore, but I am so delighted with your new book. It was such a pleasure to work with you as your book coach on this fabulous book that summarized some of the most memorable lessons that you learned from your podcast. Since being on your program, I have published yet another book myself. I'm the author of Writer Crisis Hotline with my colleague, Allie Plyter. And it's a book that explores some of the greatest obstacles that authors face and provide strategies for dealing with those. Since being on your program, I've been thinking about what I learned from that experience. And what I realized in looking back at all my mistakes was that from each mistake has really created an opportunity to learn, to grow, and it was a really great experience. So thank you so much for this opportunity. Congratulations once again. And I can hardly wait to see what your next chapter will bring. Thanks, Mark.
And here's a clip from my guest in episode 141, Ellen Patnaud. She is a coach and author. Here's Ellen.
Hey, Mark. Congratulations on 250 episodes of Your Favorite Mistake. What a great show. I'm so honored to have been part of it a couple of years ago now, I think. So my favorite mistake was about assumptions, making assumptions. I've made so many of them along the way and, you know, at times continue to do so. I put out a book in October of 2022, cataloging a lot of those mistakes and organizing them according to type of assumption. Over the last year or so, I've been thinking a lot about assumptions we make around caregiving, about caregivers themselves. There's a myriard of them, but also as a workplace, what sort of assumptions are we making about caregivers and the kind of support that they need?
Anyway, congratulations on
ways that we can create more compassionate workspaces. Awesome. So I've got another book coming out in May on Mother's Day. That's a memoir about my journey navigating caregiving for my mother as she suffered from dementia, ultimately passing away in 2020. And, a mistake that I've made and that I see a lot of other people making is thinking that there is a right way to be a caregiver and that we shouldn't be talking about this at work. We shouldn't be talking about the kind of support that we need. And I think that's a mistake. I think our workplaces are making mistakes by not opening this conversation. It's the concept that keeps on giving, Mark. We learn from our mistakes when we're willing to acknowledge them and talk about them. So congratulations again on your 250th episode, and thanks for letting me be a part of it.
Now, here's some thoughts from my guest in episode 105, Andrea Jones of AJC, Andrea Jones Consulting.
Every year, my Vistage chair has us go through this exercise that she calls the elephant and the owl. The elephant is your favorite mistake of the year, and the owl is your wisest move. Last December for 2023, my favorite mistake was putting myself into a project for 6 months. Even though it wasn't a lot of hours billable per se, it still took a lot of my mind share and took me away from doing more important things for the business. And I've learned a lot and am challenging myself to not do it again.
Next is a clip from Adam Lawrence. He joined me in episode 41. He is a consultant and author. Here's Adam.
Hey, Mark. Adam Lawrence with Process Improvement Partners here to congratulate you on 250 awesome episodes of My Favorite Mistake. I had the great honor to be on episode 41 just a little over 3 years ago with you, talking about the mistake I made trying to secure leadership commitment during a Kaizen event many, many years ago, which almost led to my termination from my larger company I was working for at the time. So definitely learned a lot from that, and definitely also learned a lot just talking to you about it. It helped me continue to think more intentionally about how to secure leadership commitment to guarantee winning experiences for teams. So once again, congratulations. Appreciate you letting me participate and also learn from the many, many great guests you've had and learn from their mistakes so that I didn't have to make them as well. Best to you, and here's to many more great mistakes to share.
And finally, a clip from a dear friend of mine, Karen Ross. She was the guest for episode 3 of the podcast. Karen was a great help in developing those mantras for the coffee mug. Whether she realized she was helping me with that or not, I'll give her credit there. She helped me quite a bit with the book, The Mistakes That Make Us, helping me understand better the difference between a nice reaction to mistakes and a kind reaction. One of Karen's books is called The Kind Leader. There's a video clip of Karen. She's going to talk about a suitcase that she talked about in her favorite mistake story. If you want the visual of that, you can go to YouTube. I'll put a link to the video in the show notes if you want to see this bag that she's talking about.
Hey, everyone. It's Karen Ross from episode 3 of My Favorite Mistake podcast. And I'm just catching you up on all the things that have been going on since, oh, isn't that a long time ago, episode 3, and now it's episode 250? Well, I wanted to say that on the first episode, I made a mistake. The mistake is I didn't actually show you my lovely suitcase that I was talking about. So here it is. And I still travel with it all the time when people stop me all the time and say how beautiful it is and how much they love it. And every time they stop me, I have a chance to give them one of our love and kindness buttons. And actually, we have some new ones out, and I thought I would just tell you a little bit about this. It's our 50 States of Kindness project, and we're teaming up with Ashlyn Drash, and she's a contestant for Miss Illinois, and we're working with her to spread kindness in all 50 states. So if you would like two of these lovely, let me see if I have another one I can show you closer, two of these lovely Kindness Reigns Supreme buttons, all you need to do is send us a note through our website at www.loveandkindnessproject.org with the state you're in, the kindness that you did or received, and we're going to send you two of these buttons, one to keep and one to give away to someone else who's doing a kindness. And that's what we've been up to, lots of great things. And one more mistake I tell you about before I give this back over to Mark is that my little tripod that I did my videos with broke, and I didn't get another one. So this is all handheld. And you know what? That's okay, because the most important thing is to be kind to others. And in learning to be kind to others and forgiving them for the mistakes they make and being empathetic and compassionate and treating them with kindness, the thing you're going to learn is to be kind to yourself. Because truth is, all it is a mistake. All right, that's it for now. Back over to Mark.
So again, I want to thank all of my guests. 250 episodes, so many great stories, so many great reflections about learning from mistakes as individuals, learning about mistakes in organizations. That's such an important topic, I think, and it's a real passion of mine. So I really look forward to asking many more people that key question. What's your favorite mistake? Thank you for listening. If you have a story you'd like to tell, you can reach out to me via email, mark@markgraven.com. If you're a regular listener, please tell a friend about the podcast. Please rate and review. Please share episodes on social media. That would be a huge help. And if you'd like to check out my book that was released the middle of 2023, it really incorporates a lot of stories from the podcast guests, some of my own stories and lessons from my career, lessons from the practice of psychological safety, as we've talked about in some episodes with Amy Edmondson, Harvard professor and author of great books, including her most recent book, Right Kind of Wrong. We've talked about psychological safety with Timothy R. Clark, the author of The Four Stages of Psychological Safety. They've really deeply influenced me in how I think about and talk about psychological safety, how I coach people on that. And there's so much more, hopefully great lessons in the book, The Mistakes That Make Us. You can learn more about the book at mistakesbook.com. You can download a free chapter, a free preview by going to mistakesbook.com/chapter. And, you know, if these topics about learning from mistakes is something you'd want to talk about one-on-one, not to be recorded for an episode, feel free to reach out. If there are things I could do to help your organization on this journey, again, please reach out to me, mark@markgraven.com. So those are my reflections. After I publish this, I will inevitably think of a clip I wish I had shared or some other story or reflection that I coulda, woulda, shoulda told. But so it goes. I can always update the episode if I have more to share, but I'm going to get back in the rhythm soon of releasing the typical interviews. So again, thank you for listening, whether this is your first time, you've listened to all 250 or somewhere in between. Thanks again.